she would continue. It seemed she had a lot to say, for her words were cramped, her lines very close together, and still she required a second sheet. At the end she read what she had put down, placed all the sheets together, folded them, and slid them into an envelope, the back of which she sealed with red wax. Only Patty, Fee, Bob, Jack, and Maggie were going to the party. Huey and Stuart were deputed to mind the little ones, much to their secret relief. For once in her life, Mary Carson had opened her wallet wide enough for the moths to fly out, for everyone had new clothes, the best Gilly could provide. Patty, Bob, and Jack were immobilized behind starched shirt fronts, high collars and white bow ties, black tails, black trousers, white waistcoats. It was going to be a very formal affair. White tie and tails for the men, sweeping gowns for the women. Fee's dress was of crepe, in a peculiarly rich shade of blue-gray, and suited her, falling to the floor in soft folds, low of neckline but tightly sleeved to the wrists, lavishly beaded, much in the style of Queen Mary. Like that imperious lady, she had her hair done high in back-sweeping puffs, and the Gilly store had produced an imitation pearl choker and earrings, which would fool all but a close inspection. A magnificent ostrich feather fan, dyed the same color as her gown, completed the ensemble, not so ostentatious as it appeared at first glance. The weather was unusually hot, and at 7 in the evening it was still well over 100 degrees. When Fee and Patty emerged from their room, the boys gaped. In all their lives they had never seen their parents so regally handsome, so foreign. Patty looked his 61 years, but in such a distinguished way he might have been a statesman. Whereas Fee seemed suddenly 10 years younger than her 48, beautiful, vital, magically smiling. Jims and Patsy burst into shrieking tears, refusing to look at Mum and Daddy until they reverted to normal. And in the flurry of consternation, dignity was forgotten. Mum and Daddy behaved as they always did, and soon the twins were beaming in admiration. But it was at Maggie everyone stared the longest. Perhaps remembering her own girlhood, and angered that all the other young ladies invited had ordered their gowns from Sydney.